United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
Japan suffers a major earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear crisis.
Corporations are people, my friend.
Chaos outside Greece's parliament. Lawmakers approve tax hikes and spending cuts.
I'm running for office, for Pete's sake.
It meant nothing that Gaddafi's state-controlled media didn't report the rebel advance.
There he is, crowds surrounding him.
Did you ever imagine that this would be happening in Egypt?
Never. Their demand, longtime ruler Hosni Mubarak has to go. By February, he was gone.
Congresswoman Giffords shot by an extremist in our country.
Blood libel.
Rupert Murdoch summoned to answer questions about how his papers do business.
Steve Jobs, a visionary, a world changer. He reminded us the work we do affects everyone's life.
Wiener. Dumbest moment of the year is the debt ceiling.
I stuck my neck out a mile.
The U.S. credit rating downgraded from AAA to AA.
Let him die?
No.
Yeah. I'm a gay soldier.
The kiss.
Gay marriage is now legal in New York.
The war in Iraq now officially over.
The war is over. God bless, we survived.
Kim Jong-il is gone.
Constitution!
London under siege of violence.
Criminality, pure and simple.
And it just keeps happening.
Another disruptive far-left protest in New York City.
The protesters are giving voice to more broad-based frustration.
It's a food product, essentially.
Oops.
I wasn't raised at gunpoint, and I've read too many books to distract me from the mirror when I'm happy with my looks. And I ain't got proper diction for the makings of a thug, though I grew up in the ghetto, and my sister also drugs. And though that may validate me for a spot on MTV, or get me all the airplay that my bank account would need, I was hoping to invest in a lesson that I learned, and I thought this fool would jump me just because it was my turn. I went to an open space because I knew he wouldn't do it. Or somebody there could see him, or somebody else might prove it. And maybe in your eyes, it may seem I got punked out, cause I walked a narrow path, and then went and changed my route. But that openness exposed me to a truth I couldn't find, in the clenched fists of my ego, or the confines of my mind, in the hipness of my swagger, or the swagger in my step, or the scowl of my grimace, or the meanness of my rep. Cause you represent a truth, son, that changes by the hour. And when you open to it, vulnerability is power. And in that shifting form, you'll find a truth that doesn't change. That truth's living proof of the fact that God is strange. Talk to strangers when family fails and friends lead you astray. When Buddha laughs and Jesus weeps and turns out God is gay. His angels and Messiah's love can come in many forms. In the hallways of your projects or the fat girl in your dorm. And when you finally take the time to see what they're about. And perhaps you find them lonely or their wisdom trips you out. Maybe you'll find the cycles end you're back where you began. But come this time around, you'll have someone to hold your hand. Who prays for you, who's there for you, who sends you love and light. Exposes you to parts of you that you once tried to fight. And come this time around, you choose to walk a different path. You'll embrace what you turned away and cry at what you laughed. Cause that's the only way we're gonna make it through this storm. Where ignorance is common sense and senselessness the norm. And flags wave high above the truth and that you never touch. And stolen goods are overpriced and freedom costs too much. And no one seems to recognize the symbols come to life. The bitten apple on the screen and Jesus had a wife. And she was his messiah like that stranger maybe yours. Who holds a subtle knife that carves through worlds like magic doors. And that's what I've been looking for, the bridge from then to now. Was watching BET like what the fuck, son, this is foul. But that square box don't represent the sphere that we live in. The earth is not a flat screen, I ain't trying to fit in. If this ain't for the underground, this here is for the sun. A seed a stranger gave to me and planted on my tongue. And when I look at you, I know I'm not the only one. As a great man once said, there's nothing more powerful than an idea whose time has come.
This is the conspiratorial view of history, as opposed to the accidental view. And it is the conspiratorial view that we shall present in this program.
All right, well, you know.
Guantanamo. Oh, I hope my legs don't break walking on the moon. I said that we could walk forever walking on the moon. I said that we could be together walking on the moon. Walking on the moon.
Space junk. Mostly leftovers from defunct satellites. It's a big problem if you're in space. But a failed Russian rocket is causing a few headaches here on Earth. Seen in this animation by Analytic Graphics, Phobos Grunt, stuck in Earth's orbit, is due to crash land in the new year. Launched in November, the probe was intended to fly to the Martian moon and bring back samples. Technical faults have left it stranded in low orbit above Earth, and now scientists predict it will plummet back through the atmosphere around the first week of January. Experts don't know exactly where the 13-ton craft will land.
Said I'm walking back from your house, walking on the moon. Oh, I'm walking back from your house, walking on the moon. On my feet, they hardly touch the ground, walking on the moon. I said my feet don't hardly make no sound, walking on the moon. I said some may say I'm wishing my days away, but no way. Well, it is a price I must pay. Well, you say tomorrow's another day. Well, you say I may as well fly.
Five, four, three, two, one. Main engine start, zero, and liftoff of the Atlas V with Curiosity.
The start of an incredible journey.
The program is in right on time.
A one-ton rocket carrying a robot the size of a car into space. NASA's mission to Mars took off without hitch from Florida.
Yes, every pressure's
continuing the decades-long quest, the search for life in space.
Retro rockets and stage separation.
The rover, nicknamed Curiosity, will test the conditions, rocks, and soil on Mars. But to get there, the $2.5 billion space lab has to spend 9 months crossing space. And when it reaches the red planet, it will be lowered on a tether instead of being dropped. A new method not yet tested in space. For now though, NASA celebrates their latest launch and a small step towards a monumental Martian mission.
Such giant steps up would we take, walking on the moon. Oh, I hope my legs don't break, walking on the moon. I said that we could walk forever, walking on the moon. I said that we could be together, walking on the moon. Some may say I'm wishing my days away, but no way. For it is the price I must pay. Well, you say tomorrow's another day. Well, you say I may as well fly. Oh, you know. Yeah. All right. up right now. I keep it up. I keep it up right now. I keep it up. Oh, you got, oh, you got. I keep it up right now. You're right. Walking on the moon.
Deep underwater, one of the most inhospitable spots in the ocean is captured on camera. Scientists from the UK took these remarkable images as they were surveying volcanic underwater vents in the Indian Ocean. The vents spew out extremely hot water, but somehow creatures can still live there. Yeti crabs, scaly foot snails, and sea cucumbers were found in the area. The researchers even believe they may have found species that hadn't yet been discovered.
Hey, here's a joke I don't have a place for. You'll understand why when you hear it. Did you know if you were to second guess your decision to book time to visit a Native American community, that would be a reservation.
Well, New Year's Eve started with some tense moments at a Texas airport. The Midland airport was evacuated after a TSA agent found explosives on someone at a checkpoint. The airport is now back to normal operations. CBS News reports the man was a soldier recently back from Afghanistan and was not considered a security threat.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast.
You know, we've seen and heard a lot about pepper spray lately. It hurts badly if you get hit in the face. We've seen the images all around the country. It's quite commonly used by law enforcement. Some say too commonly, though. It's supposed to be non-lethal. But tonight, Fox 13 investigative reporter Doug Smith shows us a very disturbing picture and reveals some new evidence in a story he first broke last August. It's the picture of a tourist who came to Florida and was repeatedly pepper sprayed. He died in pain, and nobody is willing to take the blame.
Nick Christie came to Florida from up north in Ohio to get away for a while, spend a little time with his brother.
He was a tourist, he was a guest, he was a visitor, he was a vacationer. You know, a lot of people do that in Florida.
But most tourists don't end up like this, bound, gagged, and heavily pepper sprayed.
This photo is a photo of a man who's strapped to a chair naked inside of a jail cell for hours, covered in pepper spray with a hood over his face. I mean, that evokes thoughts of being tortured.
Nick DiCello is a lawyer who represents the Christie family. This deeply disturbing photo, obtained by Fox 13, was taken in the final hours of Nick Christie's life. You can see the pepper spray dripping from his body. A spit mask covered his mouth. He was in agony. The medical examiner ruled Christie's death was a homicide because he had been restrained and sprayed with pepper spray by law enforcement officers. But nobody was ever charged with a crime, and the Lee County State Attorney cleared the sheriff's office of any wrongdoing.
Stand clear! Done, man, I talk. You can't stand where I stand, you can't walk where I walk. Watch out! We run New York! Policeman come, we bust him off the park! I know this for a fact, you don't like how I act! Will you be doing that? I'd rather say see ya, cause I would never be ya. Be a officer, your wicked overseer. Your hot shot, wanna get pops and be a savior. First show a little respect, change your behavior. Change your attitude, change your plan. There could never really be justice or stolen land.
We begin with a news alert tonight. Video just released from inside the 4th Avenue jail as deputies subdue an inmate.
A short time later, that inmate was on life support, and then he died. I'm Carrie Lake.
And I'm John Hook. Thanks for joining us tonight. Miriam Garcia has been following this story now for days. She joins us live. Miriam, what's the latest?
Sheriff Joe Arpaio says he's releasing the video because he has nothing to hide. But others believe this video will prove excessive force was used.
Detention officers take down Ernest Marty Antencio. About half a dozen officers holding him down. MCSO says Antencio was being combative as he was being booked into jail, refusing to listen to their commands. Antencio was arrested by Phoenix police on Thursday night, accused of assault. As he was brought into jail, he seemed like he was having trouble walking or keeping his balance. His attorney says toxicology results prove he had no drugs or alcohol in his system. The trouble started at about 2 in the morning from this video. It's hard to tell how many times Antencio was tased. We can see the taser light appear at least 3 times through the entire video, with medical staff brought in to check on him. Medical problems start when Antencio is brought into a safe cell. Deputies holding him down, his face up against the floor, and he stops moving. The taser light is on him, but we can't tell if the taser is actually deployed. Antencio is then left alone for 9 minutes without moving before detention officers come back to check on him. They find him not breathing and start CPR. Antencio never woke up and later died.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the bees. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the bees. There is a little truth. Open up your eye while you're checking on the boombox. Check the exercise. Check the word overseer. Like a sample. Repeat it very quickly and approve for example. Overseer. 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 Officer. 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 Yeah. Officer from overseer. You need a little clarity. Check the similarity. The overseer rode around the plantation. The officer is on patrol in any nation. The overseer could stop you what you're doing. The officer will pull you over just when he's pursuing. The overseer had the right to get ill. And if you're fought back, the overseer had the right to kill. The officer has the right to arrest. And if you fight back, they put a hole in your chest. They both ride horses. After 400 years, I've got no choices. The police, they have a nickel gun. So when I'm on the streets, I walk around with a bigger one.
An elderly World War II vet is in the hospital with a broken neck, and witnesses are blaming it on a fight with an Orlando police officer.
That fight happened late last night in the 1800 block of North Orange Avenue. Fox 35 spoke to witnesses who saw it all happen.
Next thing I know, he put both hands on the cop's shoulder, not in an aggressive manner. The cop picked him up, flipped him in the air, and dropped him on his head.
Melissa DePonte is live in Orlando with more. Melissa, this was all over the man's car being towed, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. This veteran is 84-year-old Daniel Daly. He was parked here in this parking lot on North Orange Avenue, just across the street from the Caboose Bar, which is where he was hanging out, and he saw his car being towed. He came outside and tried to stop it, and that is when things got tense. Now, Orlando police say that Daly was intoxicated and kept touching the officer. Then they say that Daly tried to punch the officer. Witnesses tell us that witnesses told Daly's son that the 84-year-old only put his hands on the officer's shoulder. Now, police say that the officer was defending himself and brought that 84-year-old to the ground. Seeing that he was injured, an ambulance was called to rush Daly to the hospital. Daly's son says that his father's injuries are substantial.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Woo,
woo. That's the sound of the police. Woo, woo. That's the sound.
Officer Jim Crooker has worked in the Portland Police Bureau for 2 years, and in that time, he was never thrown out of a restaurant until he walked into this one.
At first, it was a little bit humiliating, and a little bit frustrating, because part of the reason I go into a cafe in a district that I'm working is to familiarize myself with that district so that I can provide them better service.
It was May 18th. Officer Crooker went to the Red and Black Cafe for a cup of coffee when he ran into customer Cornelius Sr. The two started talking. The manager approached the two of them.
As I recall, he said, "I don't feel safe with you being here. I would like you to leave." He's looking directly at the police officer.
Check out the message in a rough style. The real criminal on the COP. You check for undercover anyone, DG. But just like me, a black man, they want to check me. They check out me, y'all, for it shine like the sun. But they're jealous and I'm vexed, got a jalapeno word. Black people still slaves up to today. But the black police officer, let's see it that way. He wants his salary, he wants it. So he put on a budget, kill people pay.
Is wrapping up as one of the deadliest on record for police officers. The National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund says 173 officers died in the line of duty this year. That's up 13% from last year. The chairman of the fund blamed the rise in fatalities on budget cuts to public safety departments. Washington State had no police fatalities this year.
Hello, I'm Dr. Levy. We have a video clip that's going to follow that's going to demonstrate very dramatically that some of the nutrients and additives that go in enriched foods might not be everything you think that they are. We're going to look at an enriched cereal that says it has 100% of the daily requirements of vitamins and minerals and demonstrate through magnetism that the form of iron inside this cereal is actually metallic filings, is actually metallic filings, is actually metallic filings. It should be clear then that this is not really a bioavailable form of iron and in fact may well represent a toxic form of iron. Extrapolate this to all the other enriched foods and then you can see that you might be getting a number of quote nutrients unquote that you might not want to take in on a daily basis. Okay, we have here a box of cereal that supposedly has 100% of the minimum daily requirements of vitamins and minerals, including, of course, iron. So let's go ahead and open it up. We have our flakes. Let's see. Okay, now we're going to take a few flakes out, put them on top of the water. And we'll be able to show with this strong magnet that there's enough metallic iron in here to steer this flake around the water. And if you think this isn't unusual, take a magnet and float anything else on water. The magnet will have no effect on it. Okay, having done that, we're going to go ahead and take this bowl of water, put it out of the way. Our next step, I'm now going to show you a demonstration in which we're actually going to pull these metallic iron filings out of the cereal and you'll be able to see them very dramatically. We have a baggie here, regular ordinary baggie, and we have taped to the side of the baggie another one of these magnets, just like this one here, so that when we put together corn flakes and water and they're all mixed and crunched up together and we slosh it all around, you will eventually see black iron filings collect on top of this magnet. What we'll do first is we'll put the corn flakes or the wheat flakes as the case may be in the mixer with water and puree it fine so that all the iron filings that are contained in there can be easily pulled out of the solution by the magnet. Take the box out the way. We'll try to use most of the flakes so that we can get a maximum concentration of iron for you to see, although you'll be able to see them on just half the bag. Okay, we're now going to transfer this cereal dissolved in the water into the bag. We might put a little bit more water in to make it a little more fluid. And then we're going to slosh it around so that as much of the volume of this passes across the top of this magnet, and you'll see that these iron metallic filings will then gather. Okay, we slosh this around. Our magnet is right here. It's the same as this magnet. We see this green. Here's the green side of this magnet, and you see this enormous amount of metallic filings here. After this, I'm going to cut this out of the bag, and you'll be able to see these filings in even greater detail after I dry them. All right, now we're going to take an empty bowl and put this in here so that we don't make an enormous mess. When I just take my scissors and cut this area out, so we can look at these iron filings in a little greater detail. Okay, now I'm going to put a little water on this. Now the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take a hair dryer and dry these out completely and then pull the magnet off and drop them on a sheet of paper so we can see them in the final detail. Take the magnet away. Okay, now we have the filings on the paper. And see how the filings stand up? We push them over from one side to the other. These are clearly metallic filings attracted by magnetism. By deduction, they're iron. So that concludes our demonstration. I think you'll agree this is a pretty dramatic demonstration that you can pull, with magnetism, metallic iron filings out of supposedly enriched cereal.
This one for you tonight. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, a man who has claimed capitalism ended life on Mars, says it's possible the U.S. gave him cancer. Now, Chavez says he didn't want to make these accusations, he didn't have any proof per se, but he finds it a little strange that five current or former South American leaders have also been diagnosed with cancer. A spokeswoman for the State Department called his comments, quote, horrific and reprehensible.
It's hard to believe these pictures show a fight taking place in the Basilica of the Nativity in Bethlehem. Orthodox and Armenian priests clashed as a dispute over boundaries erupted into violence inside the church. Around 100 clergymen were involved in the scuffle, which only ended when police stormed the basilica. Administration of the church is shared by Catholic, Orthodox, and Armenian clerics. The relationships among the different groups have frequently been contentious, and there have been similar scuffles in previous years over jurisdiction.
Pakistan wants an apology from the Pentagon. Pakistan is blaming a U.S. report on the November airstrike that killed 24 Pakistani troops. Pakistan says NATO shot first and claims NATO knew its helicopters were firing on troops but attacked for more than an hour. The Pentagon claims that Pakistani troops fired first at U.S. forces stationed near the border.
Of smoke billow from a shipyard in Russia after a fire breaks out on board one of the country's nuclear submarines. The blaze is believed to have started when wooden scaffolding caught fire during repairs to the K-84 submarine, which local media are reporting had been hoisted into a dry dock. The Defence Ministry say the nuclear reactor had been shut down and that radiation levels were normal. A Russian Navy spokesman said all the weapons had been removed from the sub, which launched a ballistic missile as recently as July.
Inventions intrigue me. I was reading about the walkie-talkie, and I read it was a military invention. That surprised me, because usually military stuff has strong names, you know, Apache helicopter, Tomahawk missile, walkie-talkie. How did that slip through the system? It's a general talking to some guy. What do you have there, soldier? Well, it's a new communication device. It's untethered, which will enable the troops to speak effectively when they're in the field. What's it called? Walkie-talkie. Look, I'm walkie and I'm talkie. Now you walkie and talkie, General. I'm walkie and talkie. Are you walkie and talkie? I like it, soldier. What's this explosive device? The whammy kablammy. And this is the rooty tooty aiming shooty.
Yo, DJ Hot Deck, drop the beatbox, dog.
bring that next level. Yo, that's what I'm talking about, check it out. Don't be socket, open your mouth quick as a bar kicks. Look at the dark skin, this far throw. Just like yo, 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 check out this hot flow. I go ball the name of N-R-A-J to the back of the A. Straining your brain like TV static. Check out the funky 3D graphics. Enter my digital zone, is out of sight of phone on the microphone. I'm scoping, third eye strobing, mind open, sweat streaming, flesh gleaming, best feeling, high energy speaking, deep meanings, freak when I see things, like this chicken a G-string, can I touch you friend?
Meth making reaches a new low in Tulsa when a woman starts mixing the drug inside a local Walmart.
Believe it, she said she was too broke to buy the chemicals and take them outside. A police officer even got chemical burns when responding to the call that was inside the Walmart store. It was on 81st and Lewis Avenue. The woman, 45-year-old Elizabeth Halfmoon, was arrested.
Fox 23's Abby Alford is reporting live with this breaking news. Abby, a dangerous situation not only for police, but obviously shoppers too.
Speechless and incredibly dangerous and careless. Clay, now police tell me that now they know after looking at surveillance video, they saw Halfmoon, also known as Alicia Halfmoon, in this Walmart for about 6 hours, seen dumping meth chemicals into one bottle. Clay, this is what she told police why she was doing it. She was too broke to make meth.
Get going to the club to meet something new. When I want me something new, I go get me a basket and I go walk around Walmart. All the women being Walmart.
Joe,
but
the dreads, come
I'm
on.
I'm going Walmart. She going to Walmart. They going to Walmart. They be at Walmart. We going to Wally, 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 Wally World. Wally, 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 Wally World. Walmart. She going to Walmart. They going to Walmart. They be at Walmart. We going to Wally, 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 Wally World.
He's not the only one making these overheated comparisons. You've also had Chris Matthews in there. Let's listen to what Chris had to say.
He has a good shot at winning the nomination, winning the
general. But he looks like a car bomber. He looks like a car bomber. Clarence, he looks like a car bomber. He's got that crazy Mephistophelian grin of his. He looks like he loves torturing. Look at the guy. I mean, this is not the face of a president.
You know, I'm not a Newt fan, but I'm not even sure that's... Newt looks like a big, cuddly, slightly older Winnie the Pooh. I mean, I don't know how many car bombers Chris Matthews has run into.
Mark, how long do you think Sean Hannity's show would last if four times in one sentence he made a comment about, say, the President of the United States and said that he looked like a skinny ghetto crackhead, which, by the way, you might want to say that Barack Obama does. Everybody on the left will come forward and demand he be fired within 5 minutes for being so insulting towards a leader of the United States. Well, this is the kind of stuff that Chris Matthews, by the way, who cares? I mean, he's got 48 people watching him, so we really shouldn't care.
that's true.
That he looked like a skinny ghetto crackhead.
Could be a crackhead. They got hold to the wrong stuff, and it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
garbage duty like this could become a familiar sight over the next year along the BC coast. City officials in Tofino say debris from the Japanese tsunami is starting to litter their beaches. A large mass has been floating across the Pacific Ocean. It's believed to be the size of California. The province will start working with national and municipal officials next month to prepare for the wave of trash that's expected to hit the coast.
Consider what happened to the former speaker at an Iowa grocery store earlier today. Politically speaking, it was a cleanup on aisle four.
Are you?
Luckily, it's a free country.
I didn't exactly hear what that guy in the grocery store at the supermarket said to Newt Gingrich, and I know he used a bad word, but paraphrase a little bit what he said to the Republican candidate.
Well, Wolf, it's not the kind of language that I would use on a family program such as this, but there was an F word involved, and another word that I don't even think I even want to try to rhyme. But it was a very ugly moment for the former speaker. It is something that he will admit himself. He arouses passions in people that sometimes can really vent themselves out on the campaign trail and add up to some very ugly moments.
Ron Paul now, according to a public policy polling, is within 1 point of the lead in Iowa, right? So now that it looks like for the first time Ron Paul might actually have a shot at winning Iowa, all of a sudden the establishment has changed their mind on how important Iowa is. Remember, before it was like, oh, the Iowa caucus, whoever wins the Iowa caucus, that's the real deal, that's the most important thing. Obama won the Iowa caucus, and then that gave him momentum, and he won the whole thing. All right, so Chris Wallace, tell us what the new memo from the establishment is on Iowa.
If Ron Paul wins here, what then?
Well, the Ron Paul people are not going to like my saying this, but to a certain degree, it will discredit the Iowa caucuses, because rightly or wrongly, I think most of the Republican establishment thinks he's not going to end up as the nominee, so therefore Iowa won't count.
It's foggy doggy time.
All right, just when you think you've heard it all when it comes to teens, and I have one, so I'm paying attention to this. This one might have you saying, wait, what?
The new methods teenagers are turning to get that quick buzz is pretty scary. Reporter Elizabeth Irwin is here with a straight story. Oh boy, Elizabeth.
I've got to tell you, Stan and Catherine, two things I never thought would appear in the same sentence, tampons and vodka. Do I have your attention? Good, because if you're a parent, you really need to hear this.
Quicker high, they think it's going to last longer, it's more intense.
This is not isolated to any school, any city, any financial area. This is everywhere.
When we heard how kids are getting drunk these days, we thought, no way. So we hit up the experts to find out if it's an urban legend or if it's legit.
There's been documented cases of people going to the hospital with alcohol poisoning just from utilizing it that way.
Officer Chris Thomas spends his days patrolling the halls of a Valley high school. He's heard firsthand how kids are getting tipsy.
What we're hearing about is teenagers utilizing tampons, soak them in vodka first before using them.
You heard right. Teens taking tampons, soaking them in vodka, and inserting them there.
There's no looking for crowd validation. There's no waiting for outside redemption. There's no collective bargaining to rely on. The awakening is you.
Temple freedom.
Only you. That's what all this is about. The battle for your spirit and soul. There is nothing more important in this life for you or me than waking up. Once that's straightened out, the rest will follow.
Reflection on my flesh. The wealth of life. I'm your witness to the years. Tap my freedom.
Once we become conscious and aware that this existing matrix we're witnessing is an arbitrary creation manipulated by power-crazed puppeteers, that is when the change happens. And the universe will tell you what to do from there. That's what you respond to. Nothing else. That's your job. That's my job. Don't shirk it. Enjoy your earthly suit, but rediscover who you truly are. We judge so much by how we think it will measure up to the world around us, rather than just express what we're thinking and feeling openly. Program. programmed to not respond to obvious needs, but to strange, shallow, self-serving impulses. Just like everyone else. Who's looking when you're sleepwalking? But there's a price to pay. Everything. Waking up costs everything. So what? What are you saving up for? Aren't you paying that price anyway, even if you're not waking up? Life always costs everything. You'll leave here eventually, like me, and the cost will be your life. How did you spend it? Consciously? Or trying to conform and using that to hide behind? To justify living as a comfortable, selfish, lazy brain donor to the system? That's the battlefield. You, me, it goes no further. The only thing is, for conscious, spiritual reality, there is no predator. That's the secret. We are eternal consciousness having an experience. We individually have to change first. We have to commit to consciousness, get free of entanglement, and live a conscious life. The rest has little meaning until we get out of the matrix. It's you. It's me. Your personal world and experience is the only one you'll ever know. Just let consciousness be your guide, but act on it. Don't let them take your freedom.
Very powerful stuff. What more do you want?
We all live in different realities. There's no doubt about that. They're trying to form a one unified reality, but as we start to look towards what we're trying to actually get to, and that is liberty, freedom, justice for all, which is a global cry. We are now knowing it within from all the internet realms that this is a global cry. It doesn't matter if you're in the Netherlands, in Africa, in Peru, or wherever. We're all saying the same thing all over the globe. All over the globe.
Namah Shivaya. Om Namo. Om Namo. Namo. Namo.
And so you can't reject anything that comes your way. The universe is trying to speak to you and give you what you need, but you're rejecting it because you think you know what you deserve and what you need, which has all been conditioned and programmed by our culture creators such as Walt Disney, Monsanto, and everyone else. So the answer to our problem is actually invisible, and it is called synchronicity, but it's an answer that no one can show you. No one can show you. And so now we're asking humanity to have faith in humanity when the Dark Brotherhood is making it so impossible to do so. Because we think all of this is our fault. Because we think all of this is our fault. Because we think all of this is our fault. So we need to find that faith in humanity, because listen to all these people that have come out here, every single one of them, a loving, caring, nurturing being that just wants to uplift humanity. Well, that's the majority. Well, that's the majority. Well, that's the majority. The television's telling you the total opposite. Fear those people in a van. Fear, don't go outside. You know, you don't want to be meeting around with people. And that's exactly what you should be doing. And that's exactly what you should be doing. And that's exactly what you should be doing. And the synchronicities will start to unfold, and then you'll actually believe in miracles. Anything that comes your way, go with it, and do it to your fullest. You know, that's my message to the world, because it'll guide you to your soul's purpose. And if you let your light shine, you know, to your fullest when something comes your way, then it'll magnify and become even more than you ever anticipated. And the best thing is that everything's better than you could have ever dreamed it. Everything's better than you could have ever dreamed it. Everything's better than you could have ever dreamed it. And I know that's a hard message to sell when the BP oil spill, with the volcanoes, with the corruption, with everything that's going down, the police state, you know, all of it. It's hard to tell people to regain their faith in humanity, to forgive the anger that you have for these people that have trespassed on you, and to just start seeking the new existence. But we have to. That's what we have to do. We're the voice now. We're the voice now. We're the voice now.
Now, gofindtheothers.com.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.